This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch on the Redskins and training camp in a minute. We're giving away tickets all week to see Kirk Cousins live in person at DC Lottery Live with me and Danny. It's an event that's coming up on Sunday, August 20th. Come out to DC Lottery Live, get the exclusive inside scoop to all things Washington football before the start of the season from the team's starting quarterback. The details are online at thefandc.com/contest, presented by the Lindsay Auto Group. Let's do this. The first two people that call right now at 800-636-1067 and tell Brendan which NFL team Cousins threw his first ever pass against.
Oh.
If you know the answer to that question, who he made his first ever appearance against, first two people in will get a pair of tickets each to come check out Kirk Cousins live at DC Lottery Live. Let's go to the hotline. Welcome on Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm assuming I know the answer, but yeah, you got me thinking.
Who do you think the answer is, Michael?
I think it was Baltimore, right? In that game that went where he jumped in for Robert at the end. But was there a blowout earlier in the season where he stepped in?
I will tell you that Baltimore is not correct.
Baltimore is not right.
See?
Baltimore
was December of
2012. He made one appearance much earlier in the season than that, shockingly, because Robert Griffin was knocked out of a ball game while trying to scramble down along the goal line.
The old concussion. Oh, yes.
Indeed. I feel silly now. Yes, of course.
You should not.
So, Miguel, you shouldn't. Well, you should feel great because you're the stud at the Richmond Times-Dispatch who runs the program. You're hiring and firing.
Mr. Editor, if you please, Miguel Felipe.
How many people have you fired since we last spoke, and how many people have you hired? That's the first question.
Well, I've always said, you know, first day in the job, you want to fire somebody just to make a statement, keep everybody on their toes, keep everybody
it's like being in prison.
Everybody, you know.
Yeah. You got to take down the strongest guy. Yeah,
yeah, you got to take your tray right to someone's face.
You're nobody's bitch.
No. I don't know where to go with that.
Got weird right then.
So let's just go straight to the Redskins in Richmond. We always talk about how this hasn't worked out for Richmond at all. How about the Redskins? They can't have these joint practices they want to have because they have to have all their practices at Richmond, and no team will do that without them being willing to trade off to come to their place. This is a problem for the team.
It's an issue, and something Jay Gruden really likes is an opportunity to bring another team in and get that fresh work during camp. I will say another issue for me, at least, they have this teardown day here today. So you're coming off of the game. They only had one real practice since the game. That was Sunday. Now, today's teardown day. They're not working tomorrow in Ashburn. So you're losing a 2 to 3 day chunk of time here right in the middle of your preseason games. That's not ideal either. But it's a Jay Gruden camp, so it's not like he was going to run up silly these days anyway. That's probably not as big a deal as losing other teams, which is a very big deal.
Michael Phillips is with us, Michael P. RTD. Great follow on Twitter if you care about the Redskins. Miguel, go into this, because some folks may not know. This is a bad deal for Richmond. And I don't know necessarily that's, you know, we're not in politics here. We're not kind of going down that road. But this has been a disappointment for the city, I would say. I think that's fair, regardless of maybe what side of the aisle you happen to be on. But this hasn't gone as planned for the city, right?
Yeah, and there's been some movement recently, so we'll kind of fast forward. The deal is the city pays the Redskins $500,000 a year to be here. They also built the very nice building that they practice in. And there's been a lot of complaints about that, spending $500,000 on a professional football team. So we've got a new mayor here, and he's kind of gone to the team and said, you know, hey, we're not paying that money anymore. We'd love for you to be here. You're welcome to come have your training camp here, but we don't want to be paying you $500,000 to do it. And so the Redskins are on their own PR offense. Liz Clark at the Washington Post wrote about it this weekend. I did as well in the Times-Dispatch that they've released numbers to us that they claim show that they're making tremendous amounts of money for the city. They're just, you know, a cash cow. I'm skeptical of those numbers. We broke them down. I think it's a less than fully honest accounting of how things have gone so far.
Go deeper, though, into that, because that doesn't make sense to me. Like, what are they alleging? What's true? Like, give me a breakdown of kind of how you wrote it.
So they're talking about how, you know, they pay sales tax on their rooms at the hotel. That money goes back into the city. They give charitable donations to the schools, which is true. They donated $60,000 of school equipment, but they also neglected that they've deferred over $600,000 in owed money. So that money's still owed. It's just not on the ledger. They also neglected the fact that the city provides them with free labor at the camp in the form of those volunteers. Those people don't get anything, and the city chalks it up as if they're being paid $10 an hour, whatever the wage is for security people working at camp. So a lot of things being left off the board in that calculus.
Okay, so is there a renegotiation that's going to happen here? Because I get the sense that this really isn't working for both sides. The Redskins' perspective, I think, just kind of they realize this after the fact that, oh, wait, we can't get teams to come jointly practice with us, and that's what everyone that's smart in the league is doing right now. I get the sense that they may want to get back to the table here, Michael.
Well, I think that's a Jay Gruden perspective and certainly a competitive football perspective. I think from the Bruce Allen perspective, this has been a success. They move jerseys at the team shop. They expose themselves to a different portion of the fan base. There are lots of fans that do come in from Virginia Beach, Norfolk, North Carolina that see the team that otherwise wouldn't. So I think from a marketing and financial perspective, they make money. They expose the team in a new market. Those have been winning off the field successes, if you will, and I know you guys will. But I think for the actual competitive football element of things, as you mentioned, that's a very big deal. And obviously losing a couple days of practice here, also a big deal. Those are things that matter.
Something that matters on the football side that is also a big deal, Trent Murphy lost for the season. Now, I in the past have kind of poked fun at him as a pass rusher. He broke out last year, and whether he was aided and abetted by PEDs or not, I don't know what exactly he was taking. I know suddenly he got really good at rushing the quarterback, and he's always been very good against the run. He's important. And now all of a sudden, Junior Gallette, instead of being a guy that you hope gives you something, you need to give you something. I mean, how are they going to replace Murphy?
Well, I think we're leaving Ryan Anderson out of this discussion, too. I think he's a very real candidate for some of those snaps as well. And the way I see it, you need three guys at that outside linebacker position. You don't want to give somebody all the snaps in a game. You talk about Ryan Kerrigan, who's obviously going to be a regular guy. You still want to only give him maybe 40 of the 60 snaps in a game. That's when he's playing his best. That's when he gives you everything you need out of Ryan Kerrigan. So if you can find three guys that can all take 40 snaps, you're set. Obviously, Kerrigan's one. I think we all would have agreed that Murphy was two coming into this season. So now instead of him, you look at Junior Gallette, Preston Smith, and obviously I mentioned Ryan Anderson, who's coming on strong, but you need two of those three to deliver for you, and that's no certainty. Ryan Anderson is flashing, but he's a rookie. The rookie wall's a real thing. Junior Gallette's a very unknown commodity at this point. Could be great, could be nothing. And Preston Smith, I think we're all waiting for the breakthrough, but there's a point where you say the clock's ticking on that one.
Michael, they had a couple moments where they could run the ball last year. I think of that Eagles game, or maybe it was the Giants game, whatever, icing it away.
They ran it down the Eagles' throat at FedEx.
Yeah, it was that one, I think, where Trent Williams had to play guard, wherever the hell it was. They had some moments where they ran it, but for the most part, they couldn't run the ball. And that's what it looked like in the preseason last year, like it looked this past Thursday. I've got the concern face that regardless of who's back there toting the rock, whether it's slightly less fat Rob or Samaje Perine that everyone's excited about, there's a systemic issue with them running the football. Do you think it gets corrected?
Well, I think it starts with the running back. I know we can talk about the offensive line. And, I think they're a solid unit. I don't think they're one of the NFL's best in run blocking. I don't think they're one of the NFL's worst in run blocking. I'd put them somewhere in the middle there. I think a lot of it falls on the running back's shoulders. And one of the reasons we loved Rob Kelly was he was doing a lot of the things Matt Jones wasn't doing, just getting extra yards, leaning forward, taking contact, and moving the pile a little bit. But those things only go so far. What you really need is a dynamic running back who can find the holes, be patient, have that footwork, and you're hoping Samaje Perine's that guy. But in the NFL, lots of teams cycle through lots of guys every year trying to find that guy. I don't know that you can count on Samaje Perine to be that guy, and his struggles in pass protection have been well documented by now. That's a liability if you're going to run a pass-first offense, for sure.
Michael Phillips' work is available. Go check it out, Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's on Twitter @MichaelPRTD. Good chatting with you, sir.
Thank you, bud.
See you in D.C.
Let's get out. You too, buddy. We'll see it coming up with the preseason Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers. Let's get out of the gates with a little Trent Murphy conversation here to kick off this 1 o'clock hour post Phillips next. No Murphy means who has to step up. And is this pass rush, sans Murphy, good enough to be better than average? We'll get into that on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.